May the Lord give you his peace. Good afternoon, this is Father Stosh Daly coming to you on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. As we're in the month of June, we return to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. A few invocations from the popular prayer, the Litany of the Sacred Heart. We respond to each invocation with, "Have mercy on us." Heart of Jesus, in whom the Father was well pleased, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, of whose fullness we have all received, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, desire of the everlasting hills, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, patient and rich in mercy, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, rich to all who call upon you, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, fount of life and holiness, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, atoning sacrifice for our offenses, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, overwhelmed with reproaches, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, bruised for our iniquities, have mercy on us. On this Wednesday, as we consider how we're in the middle of the week, we have gone through now three days, and we have two more days left in this work week. We consider how on this day that's in the middle of the week, between Sunday and Saturday, we venerate St. Joseph. So we ask St. Joseph to intercede on our behalf that we can ever more fully treasure the gift of Jesus dwelling among us. If we could just consider but for a moment how the heart of Jesus was entrusted to St. Joseph for his protection and for his providence. We desire to know more about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We desire to treasure more the heart of Jesus dwelling among us in the Holy Eucharist. Let us ask then on Wednesday, a day set aside for venerating St. Joseph, to intercede on our behalf that we can treasure his adopted son, that we can treasure the God-man Jesus, who St. Joseph would have looked after and loved so much, and who, with the Blessed Virgin Mary, would have constituted the Holy Family in Nazareth. If we can consider how St. Joseph would have looked upon the baby Jesus, the Christ child, the adolescent Jesus, and seen that it was in Jesus that he could find the one in whom the Father in heaven was well pleased. How humbling to see that God the Son was dwelling in his midst there in Nazareth. The one in whom the Father was well pleased, the one who the Old Testament had foretold, the one whom Joseph and his ancestors had been awaiting for hundreds of years, was now dwelling in his presence and was actually in his care. The heart of Jesus is not only our salvation and our refuge, but the heart of Jesus is a reality we are called to cherish and protect, to be grateful for it, and to make our own. Heart of Jesus, of whose fullness we have all received. Think about how every time we go to Holy Mass and we receive Holy Communion, we receive the heart of Jesus. In the Holy Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament, we become one with God. A privilege that St. Joseph didn't even have. St. Joseph was never able to attend the Holy Mass in Nazareth. And yet he so yearned to be one with his adopted son, the Christ child. Heart of Jesus, of whose fullness we have all received, do we take full stock of every opportunity to receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist? Are we going to pass by a church as we're running our errands today? If so, are we going to acknowledge the heart of Jesus dwelling in that tabernacle, in that Catholic parish, or in that chapel, or in that convent, or in that high school? Are we going to acknowledge that the heart of Jesus is dwelling there? Are we going to acknowledge that it's from his heart that we receive the fullness of life? Guided by the beautiful prayers and example of St. Joseph, maybe we can set out upon a kind of examination of conscience. Am I running on empty in my soul? Am I running on empty in my heart? It's the middle of the week, after all. By now, most of us are probably getting pretty tired, maybe even frustrated. Are we running empty in our heart or in our soul? Do we need to be filled up with the Lord once again? Remember the litany of the Sacred Heart, that invocation, Heart of Jesus, of whose fullness we have all received. Are we literally filled with the Lord? If we're not, it's time to go and visit him. It's time to go and spend some time with the Lord. It's time to enter into prayer so he can fill us once again with his fullness, with his divinity, with his love, with his patience. Heart of Jesus, desire of the everlasting hills. What does your heart desire? Do you desire the Lord or do you desire someone else? Do you want the Lord or do you want something else? We must be honest as we answer those questions. It's one thing to say, I want Jesus, but quite another to live our life as if we want someone or something else. We can fill that God-sized hole in our soul with everything we encounter and find in this world, and yet we're still going to be empty. It's only Jesus who can fill us from within and bring us that fullness that can help us arrive at completion. If we have violence in our hearts and we're in need of peace, it's only the Lord Jesus who can bring us the peace that we need. Only Jesus can bring that peace, not the world. Heart of Jesus, patient and rich in mercy. Are we afraid of going to confession? Do we keep making excuses? Are we just too busy? Are we just too afraid? Do we not love him enough? You can see how as we walk through these different invocations, we need the intercession, the prayers of someone who is truly great in their love for Jesus, great in their humility. So we ask St. Joseph for his prayers once again in the middle of this week on this Wednesday. Good St. Joseph, pray for us so that we may want the Lord as much as he wants us, so that we may love him as much as he loves us. And if it's time to make a good confession, good St. Joseph, pray for us so that we may see ourselves as God sees us and be able to live as he wants us to live. We were not made to exist. We were made to live. Heart of Jesus, patient and rich in mercy, give us all those graces needed so that we may be able to come back to you, make a good confession, receive you in Holy Communion, be filled with your grace and be filled with your mercy. Heart of Jesus, rich to all who call upon you. There is not one single person who will cry out to Jesus and find that the Lord is tired or worn out or unable to listen to them. He is rich to all who call upon him. He is available to everyone who calls upon him. Now, just because we cry out to the Lord does not mean he's going to give us what we want. He will always give us what we need, but not always give us what we want. So we have to have that humility to see, to love, and live as God sees, as God loves, as God lives. We should be striving to be united to the Lord on his terms, not expecting him to be united to us on our terms. We have to have a certain humility in our humanity to be able to be one with Jesus. Heart of Jesus, fount of life and holiness. Personally speaking, that's my favorite invocation. Heart of Jesus, fount of life and holiness. If you want to be alive, you have to have the heart of Jesus in your life. If you want to be holy, there's only one way to be holy, by having the heart of Jesus in your life. And right there, that's a key distinction. If you want to live, you must have the heart of Jesus within you. We are surrounded by people, even people we love, who merely exist. But we want to live. As disciples of Jesus, we should want to live. And his heart is the fount of life and holiness. Heart of Jesus, atoning sacrifice for our offenses. Regardless of what we have done, what we have said, what we have thought, if we make our heart a holy offering to the Lord, he is that atoning sacrifice for our offenses. He is the bridge, and only Jesus is the bridge between us and the Father in heaven. Heart of Jesus, overwhelmed with reproaches, the Lord stands strong, even in the midst of the attacks that humanity makes against him and against the Father in heaven. even when being overwhelmed, he is still strong, still patient, still rich in mercy. Heart of Jesus, bruised for our iniquities. The Lord loves us, even though at times we have hurt him. We find in the Lord then a beautiful, a powerful example of how to persevere, of how to be strong, how to be faithful. And that's what we need right now in the middle of this week. Some of it's over, some of it still have to be come, still to come. We have to persevere. We should never be living our days as if I just have to get through this day. But unfortunately, that is our attitude sometimes. Sometimes we feel that's the only way we can survive. Just two more hours, just another day. I just have to get through this evening. I just have to make it through this test. I just have to get through that conversation. Once I can get over it, everything will be better. But in truth, we're supposed to allow the Lord to break into this present moment and to bring us his peace, to bring us his mercy, so that we are filled with hope, a hope that drives us towards union with him, not just on Sundays, not just in moments of peace and tranquility, but literally every moment. As disciples of Jesus, as witnesses to his resurrection, we are supposed to be messengers of hope. We're supposed to be those who are missionaries of love. We are supposed to be a people of his sacred heart. One family of God, the Holy Church. In this message of hope, this is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. God bless you.